This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi hamdan yaliqu bi jalali wajhihi wa bi azim sultani. Wa sallallahu ala khair khalqihi Muhammad as-sadiq al-amin al-mabuth rahmatan lil alamin. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اكتبنا منهم آمين اللهم افتح مسامع قلوبنا لذكرك اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فاتبع أحسنه. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after praising Him and sending peace and blessings on the noblest of His creation, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us through His words, through His kalam, through His Qur'an, and open our hearts to accept what we hear and to enlighten our hearts with His kalam, and to help us understand it in a way that it changes and transforms us to be His true ibad, to be His true servants, to fulfill the purpose for which He has created us. Because we are not here for an intellectual academic exercise. We are here to change, to become what Allah wants us to be. That's why we always stress and remind each other that what we learn has to be put into practice. We are not here to accumulate information. We are now going to talk about Surah Al-A'la, which is Surah number 87. This is in the first 10 surahs that was revealed. So it's a early Meccan surah, according to most of the commentators of the Quran. وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الْمَرْعَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and He is the one who took out from you, for you, mar'a. Mar'a is, fields of pasture. You know, where the grass grows and the corn grows and the wheat grows. All the foods that grow. Allah is saying, He didn't just create you and all of that. He provided for everything. What your diet is going to be. If you're going to be vegetarian, yes. أخرج المرعى. He's taken out for you, brings forth the pasturage, the grazing lands. فَجَعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى. And then He makes those green, lush crops into dry, dark waste. Yet, at every stage, it sustains something. When it's green, it's feeding someone. When it's dry in hay, it is being fed to someone. When it's rotten, it's food for some insects. At every stage, it's providing for something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us an ishara through this, that everything that grows, becomes green and lush, will come to an end. In other words, for us, that we are young, we become strong, we become green and lush and all of that, and then the hair become white. It's giving an indication. غُثَاءً نَحْوَى. It's going to become dry and it's going to become discolored. And one day you go back into the ground. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سَنُقْرِيُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى. And we will teach you the Qur'an. We will recite to you the Qur'an and we will make you recite. You can understand it all of the... We will make you recite the Qur'an. And you, فَلَا تَنْسَى, this is the law of what we call nahiya, which is a negative, it's a law of nafiya, means it's a simple negation that you will not forget, as opposed to don't do this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry, you will not forget, and don't be in a rush to recite it over and over again. That removes a lot of stress from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And it's also confirmation for us of the authenticity of the Quran, that Allah guaranteed it when it was being revealed, that it's not going to be forgotten. And elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الْقُرْآنَ ذِكْرًا وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have revealed it and we will preserve it. So let anybody who has any doubts about the Quran, look at what Allah himself has said. That nothing will be forgotten, we will preserve it. Who is going to preserve it? The one who's got all of these processes going on that we mentioned. We touched on something in a simple cell, let alone everything in the universe. That's the one who is guaranteeing this. Is there a bigger guarantee than that? And then he says, إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Except what Allah wills. Just to tell us that this promise of Allah to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also by the will of Allah. Illa mashallah. In other words, nothing is out of Allah's will, out of His command. He's not saying that you will forget. He's saying, if Allah wants. Okay. Innahu ya'lamul jahra wa ma yakhfa. Some of the people have said that this could also be meant that because there are some parts of the Quran which are called mansukh. Nasikh and mansukh means something has been abrogated because something came later. One command came, a simple example, you know, alcohol has some benefits, it has some harms. The harms are greater than the benefits, but there's no prohibition. So if you just read that, you say, well, you're allowed to drink. No, it's this verse is mansukh, because in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the works of shaitan, fashtanibu, don't even come near it. Okay, so this ayah abrogates this, in other words, still there. There are some portions of the Quran that scholars say were abrogated and are not in the Quran. So some people have said, when he said what Allah can make you forget parts of it, is what was not meant to be in the Quran. So that's another understanding of this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innahu, certainly He, Ya'lamu al-jahra wa ma yakhfa. He knows everything that is evident, that is obvious, and everything that is hidden. What is hidden? Simplest things, our thoughts. You don't know what I'm thinking, I don't know what you're thinking, right? Somebody might be thinking, what does Sister Arusa cook today while we're having this, right? Yes? I hope not a lot of thinking, but maybe one or two. So nobody knows, and you're looking directly at me as if you're paying attention, right? So no, hidden. This is giving you an example of hidden. And of course, there's in the unseen world. For many of us, the coronavirus is hidden. You can't see it. But it is there. The angels are hidden. But here is meant your actions that you do secretly. And most of those are here. But even that you do in the privacy of your home. That you do, I don't want anybody to see. Well, there's no place where nobody will see. There'll be no created being that sees you. But the Creator sees you everywhere. Right? So there is no place. There is no place. Where do you run and hide from Allah? No place. So there is Allah saying, He knows what you manifest, what you say, and He knows what... This also is in terms of hypocrisy, that I'm saying something, I'm praising you on your face, and behind you I'm saying, Allah knows what you said obviously, and what is hidden. And sometimes I don't even say bad things, but in my heart I have some feelings about you, negative, yet I say, you know, you are the most beloved to me. Allah knows. Allah knows that that's not sincere. وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى. This is the next good news. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we will make it easy for you in everything. One is, He already made easy for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Qur'an. The memorization, the understanding, the delivery, that you get it and you convey it. But He will make everything easy for you, because this message is for the deen. It's a way of life. That this deen is called deenul yusra. It's a deen of ease. It's not of hardship. Much different than how people... Oh, Islam is very difficult. Anyone who says that has not understood Islam, or somebody has taught them the wrong Islam. It is the deen of ease. Allah has called it deenul yusra, of ease. Because it is the most balanced, the most compassionate, the most wise and flexible Sharia. Oh, Sharia! If you understood what the Sharia is, it's for masalih, it's for the benefit of man. All of Sharia is purely for benefiting people. Benefiting you as individuals, as community, benefiting animals, benefiting the earth, benefiting everything. That's what the Sharia is if we knew it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that things are going to be easy for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and has given us a deen which is harmonious with our creation and the whole universe. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave many examples. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha reports that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was faced with two choices, and in a matter of two choices, he would always take whatever was easier of the two, as long as it was within the permissible. You know, not easy to leave Islam, go out of that. But if two things, one is difficult, one is ease, he would make it easy for people. And he said, this religion is an easy nature. Anyone who pulls hard against it, the shadid, you know, he will be a loser. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't make people difficult. Don't make people hate the deen. This is too much hardship. Okay? He said, don't be hard on yourself, lest it should be made hard for you. He said, a former community chose to be hard and it was made harder for them. He's talking about the Bani Israel. They wanted this. Allah made it so hard. You can't have fat in this. You can't have this in this. So and so, it became, you know, very difficult to follow those things. The Prophet taught us, he said, make it easy, not difficult for others. The Prophet ﷺ said, may Allah have mercy on a person who is tolerant in their buying and selling and asking for their rights. Just be gentle and friendly rather than difficult. And he said, the type of man that Allah dislikes most is the one who quarrels, who does not budge, is very rigid. You know, and we have, even in our deen, sometimes people make everything so rigid. Whereas Allah's Messenger has shown us that there are many flexible situations. Even in our salah, there are variations, you know. You can make it short. You know, if you're traveling, you make it short. If you're tired, you do this. If this is happening, you do this. There is so much ease. If you can't make it on time, you know, Allah has made it easy. You know, you don't have to be in a masjid at all times, you know. Suppose Allah said, you can only pray in a masjid 5 times a day. Now what would you do? He said, I made the whole earth a masjid for you. You can pray anywhere you want. There is so much ease if you look at it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. We have not made difficulty in your deen. So just remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we will make it easy for you. Then he says, فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعْتِ الذِّكْرَ. And therefore remind people. This is a command to the Prophet. Remind people. Maybe some of them will benefit from this reminder. What is the reminder? Of Allah, of the accountability, of the akhirah, of the right, the wrong, of all of this, this message of Islam. Remind people. And he's saying, إِن نَفَعْتِ. If, in other words, there will be a group who will reject the message. There will be a group who will accept the message. And there will be two different groups. And the destinies will differ according to the choice that the people make and the path that they choose to follow. سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the two groups. That يَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى. Whoever has khashya, who has fear, who has awe of Allah, that Allah is here. Whoever has that quality, that I don't want to disobey, I don't want to displease my Rabb, will take heed from this. سَيَذَّكَّرُ. He will be reminded. One who has khashya, yakhsha, fear and awe of Allah. So that's a requirement for people to take heed. If somebody doesn't care, he's not going to do it. And then he says, the opposite, وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى. يَتَجَنَّبُهَا, to give your janab, your side, means you turn away. You shun something. Here's the message, I turn away from it. I give it my back or I give it my side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever, this is a figure of speech, means whoever rejects, who doesn't want to have anything to do with this message. Ashqa, from shaqawa, which means the most miserable. Ashqa means like akbar, that level. The most miserable, is the one who chooses to do that. He is going to be miserable in this dunya because he will not have true happiness. Everybody is looking for one thing. You know, why do you want to be rich? Because I'll be happy. Why do you want to have love? Because I'll be happy. Why do you want to have money? Because I'll be happy. Why do you want honor? Because I'll be happy. All of these things. I want power. I'll be happy. In the end, it comes back to happiness. But just like Allah has written a program, you know, there is something in the brain called happamine, like dopamine. It hasn't been discovered yet. Okay? It will not be secreted if you're not connected to Allah. True happiness will never come. Every happiness in this dunya is defective. First of all, it ends. Number two, there is always some problem with it. It's like, you know, you want the energy for your car, you have to burn, there's going to be exhaust fumes. No happiness perfect. The only perfect happiness is connection with Allah, and the real happiness is in the Akhirah. But the one who is going to be really happy there will also be happy here. And the one who's unhappy here is going to be unhappier, ashqa, most miserable in the hereafter. الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is the end of this person? He will be exposed to the great fire. نَارَ الْكُبْرَى. A fire that Allah is calling great. Who? The one who has put fire under our feet, which melts rocks that flows with lava. He is not calling this Akbar. He is saying, wait, the Akbar Nar is coming. And these are people who will be put in there. The one who reject this message. And what will happen there? ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى. They will not die and they will not live. Because the escape in this life is what? When you suffer, you said, I wish, oh, he died, his suffering ended. People in Jahannam who are there, lifers, will ask Malik, Allah says in the Quran, they say, Ya Malik, ask Allah to give us death. So that misery will end. لا يموتوا. You would ask that question, what happens to people? Allah. Permanent? There is no death. That is the punishment, that it doesn't end. And there is no life. What does that mean? What kind of life is this where you're constantly in suffering? You can't call it living. So, ثُمَّ, after being entered in this fire, لا يموتوا. There is no death. فِيهَا. In it, وَلَا يَحْيَى, and it is not living. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the first group again. قَدْ indeed أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Falah, succeeded, reached the goal of happiness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who? مَنْ تَزَكَّى, who worked hard on doing their تَزْكِيَة, of purifying themselves. Purifying themselves from shirk. Purifying themselves from bad characteristics, from lying, from cheating, from greed, from jealousy, backbite, all of those purified themselves. Purified themselves from counting on others other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking to others, looking for honor with people instead of looking for honor with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has purified themselves, worked hard because it's hard work, who has worked, will be successful, who have removed their lower desires of the nafs, their ill character traits, their greed for money. The zakah also is zakah. You get rid of your love for wealth, which is not a good quality, by giving it. Give it. Because that is what you take with you. You know, today we say, you can't take anything with you. You can't take your wealth with you. I say to you humbly, you can take all your wealth with you. If you give it in the path of Allah, you've taken it with you. What you've left here is left. But what you've given to the right people, the right causes, will go with you and be multiplied. Just like from one cell, Allah made 37 trillion cells in each body, each sadaqah will be multiplied. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So think about those things. Where to spend our money? Who has purified themselves from those desires that we all have, because Allah has put it. I want this. I want to this. I want to eat. I want to sleep. I don't care about Fajr. I want to eat as much as I can. What's the difference between a cow and me? Eat as much. I want to be an animal. I want to kill. I want to take what belongs to you. I want to be like a beast, like a wolf, like a tiger. I want to be like Shaitan. I want to make my own rules. Who is going to tell me what's right, what's wrong? I will decide. That's just Shaitan. So who has purified themselves from all of those traits to become like an angel? We obey whatever Allah says. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Another quality. Going back, that who remembers the names of Allah and in the dhikr of Allah, ism of Allah, فَصَلَّى, and he prays. Because prayer, salah, is the best of dhikr. Okay? Tasbih is dhikr, taking the name of Allah is dhikr. What we are doing is dhikr. You know, reading the Quran is dhikr. And the ultimate, putting all of that together in one form, is salah. So, فَصَلَّى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that the one who remembers and mentions the names of his Lord, the all-encompassing name, Allah, is in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And the best form is salah, with its proper requirements, the proper etiquette. My clothes should be nice. I should be pure. Pure, good sajda. You know, my focus is there. But the full decorum and reverence of Allah. That's the kind of salah Allah is saying. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. But no, you mankind give preference to this dunya. After all of this, you still like what you see around. And you forget what's coming. You're like that kid who you give a little toy. He said, you can have this chocolate now, or I'll give you a bag tomorrow. He said, no, I want this now, because I can see it. You know. Allah says, I promise you all of that. Don't be deceived by this. I said, no, I see this. I'm going to take this. We are like those children. Because we don't believe in those, truly of those promises and warnings of what lies ahead. Allah says, you choose to give preference and priority to the life, hayat ad-dunya, even though it is very brief. How long are you going to live? If you live 100, you're going to be an invalid who's going to need some help. You'll be like when you were a baby. They'll need to turn you. I know that firsthand because I've gone through that. You will need to be turned. You will need to be fed. Your diapers would need to be changed again. You want to live 100? 110? 110 on that day? Kam labist, will be asked. How long did you say? Yawman abada yawm was the answer. It'll feel like a day, or actually a part of a day. It's all relative. Time is relative. This time as it exists in this dimension is going to be stopped on the Day of Judgment. After that is eternity. Eternity and time are not compatible with each other. Today we have time. But once the system stops, it's eternal. Endless. Endless joy, endless misery. Endless youth. Endless happiness. Choose. Don't be deceived, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, but he's saying, you mankind, you disbelievers, but forget about disbelievers, most of you Muslims, most me, we get distracted. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. And the akhirah that is coming is, Allah is saying is khair, is better, and abqa, baqi, that will remain forever. No matter what you have, what you achieve in this dunya is going to end. This whole kullu man alayha fan, everything, the whole system is going to end. The hereafter is everlasting. And he's saying, this is not a new message. Inna hadha lafis suhuf al-ula. This is a message that was given in the suhuf, in the scriptures that came before. Suhuf of Ibrahim, the scrolls of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam, Allah mentions that. Indeed, this is the message of Tawheed, the message of resurrection, the message of judgment, of life after death, and the fact that you all will give preference to this still. Unless those who Allah gives tawfiq and who work hard with their tazkiyah of their own nafs, that I'm not going to be attached to anything. My love is for Allah. Any other loves for my mother, for my wife, for my child, and for my friends, and for my Quran group is because I love Allah and Allah loves me to love them. It's conditional because of my love for Allah. Independently, I'm not attached to anything. I love my wealth because Allah gave it to me and I want to spend it in the way that pleases Him. Allah gave me health, He gave me, I want to spend it the way He would like me to. He gave me talent, I want to spend it the way. Allah gave me a tongue, let me speak what pleases Allah. Allah gave me a hand, let me use it to help the way Allah wants me to, rather than to give, rather than take. So that's essentially, in brief, this surah. And there is a lot of examples of how the Prophet showed us that this is a deen of ease. And the reason I bring it up is because many people have this misconception that this is a deen of difficulty. It is not, if you understand the deen. Now, I'm not saying leave everything. If it is done properly, you will find it's very satisfying, very easy. No matter where you are in the world, what time, which part of the world. So how can we practice in the West? You'd be surprised how well you can practice in the West. You'd be surprised. It's a very simple deen. So the Prophet ﷺ is a messenger who was sent as a mercy to mankind to lift their burdens that are imposed on, to make things easy, to make them close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we are going to read this and then we can have questions and we'll read the translation.
Highly exalted, the name of your Lord, the Most High, the one who alone created everything, then gave it form, and the one who alone determined all creation, then guided it upon its way, and the one who alone brings forth the pasture, then turns it into dusty debris. We shall make you recite the Quran, O Prophet, such that you shall not forget it, except what God so wills, for He knows all that is proclaimed and all that is hidden. Thus we shall ease you to our sacred way of life with all ease. So continue to remind all people with the Quran, even if the reminding benefits only some of them. For indeed he shall be reminded who truly fears God. But the most wretched of people shall shun it, such as shall roast in the great fire of hell, wherein one shall neither die nor live without pain. Truly he has succeeded who purifies himself with sincere faith, and mentions the name of his Lord in glory, and then prays the daily prayers. Yet you human beings prefer the life of this world, while the hereafter is far better and more lasting. Indeed, this is most surely mentioned in the earlier scriptures, the scripture of Abraham and Moses.
Jazakallah.